chosen generation. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. The book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Apostle Peter is writing to those of us who appear to be the misfits in society. We have been a part of the system, but are disqualified from being within the frame of the big picture. Those of us that have begun to believe that we are insignificant as a result of hearing the same thing echoed to us for the longest time. At this point, only God can empty us of our experiences that have plagued our minds. Only when we are willing to block out negativity and the main topic of gossip that is floating around. Only then we are ready to hear what God has to say. And only then are we ready to praise away everything that we have ever known, that his marvelous light can be seen in us, but only after we answer the call. Dear Lord, help us not to be overtaken by the opinion of men. Otherwise, when you are speaking and revealing, we will be so deeply entrenched with the opinions of society that we won't be able to hear what you are saying. Help us to understand just how valuable we are in your sight. To the world, we may be a liability, but you were willing to die on a cross to prove that we were worth dying for. Lord, we thank you for choosing us. You chose us when we wouldn't even choose ourselves. And at this point, we may not see in ourselves the exact same thing that you do. But until then, Lord, we want you to remind us that there's a reason why you died on the cross. Because you want us to know that we are chosen, royal, holy, and peculiar. Here's a piece I call Chosen Generation. For the first time in my life, I am chosen. What a relief. Finally, no more posing. Open are the doors that were closing. No interest frozen because you gave your life as a token. Help me, Lord, to finally reach the broken. Because without you, my final stop would be with the broken. Help me, Lord, to make this soak in so I don't ever forget. So I don't ever stop hoping, because if it wasn't for the fact that you love me, some of the people that do wouldn't even stop to hug me. I'm grateful, grateful for your life, because without your blood, they wouldn't even think twice. I'll admit, it feels a bit nice, planted in soil. Some call me loyal, but to you, Lord, I'm royal. It's a blessing for real, because most of the people listening, they don't even know the deal. I thank you, Lord, for making me holy. This is not a story. It's a fact. I'm living for your glory. Every day I wake, you give me the strength. Strength to proceed and straighten the things that are bent. Thanks to you, no one treats me like I'm new here. Because of what you do, they finally see me as peculiar. Not used to this kind of elevation. Who am I kidding? Before you, all I knew was segregation. But I thank you, Lord, for your invitation. I'm glad for the start and glad to be a part of a chosen generation. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.